Well, Owen, I'm sure that's heartbreaking. It's been so near and so close.
Ah, this is devastating, all right. You know, losing Ulster final, like, I suppose the second one to lose as well. So, both teams are in the same boat, really, because they had a couple lost themselves. And it was a bit of a... kind of hard to take, just to be honest with you.
You let them away from you in the first half, I suppose. That middle period in the half, they went seven up. You know, they really tore into you.
Ah, they did, surely. Like, they're a serious team. Like, they've been there the last 10 years. They've been in three finals. They're serious operators. So, I suppose when they went seven up, it wasn't looking great, and we were lucky enough to come in the point down at half time with a couple of goals we got there. So. We felt we didn't play at all in the first half, really. We were maybe a bit naive. We didn't slow the game down when they were tagging on points in a row and that there. And they were cute enough to slow it up. Whenever we would get a point or two, they would lie down that. So, but credit to them, like, the best team won on the day. Just
The game was gone from you, and then you got the goals. What was the feeling at halftime?
Ah, we were positive enough coming in. We felt that we hadn't played at all, really, and we were only a point down, so we felt if we could lift it a bit in the second half that we wouldn't be far away. Like, but I suppose their second goal then was a real killer blow.
Yeah, they came out and went at you again, you know, and hit 1-2 without reply, you know.
They did. They're a serious team, you know, and we threw everything at them there at the end, but just wasn't.
You hold yourself back, you came back, you hit 5 in a row.
I think the goal just in the second half was a big score for them. Like, if we could have kept that out, maybe it might have been a different story. Obviously, it would have been, like, but we keep coming back just. And
Came in here as favourites today. Was that a factor? Was there a feeling that maybe you had the work done given the performance against Clontibbers?
No, I suppose people make people favourites all the time, but we didn't really talk about it or think anything of it, to be honest with you. Like, I don't think it was even mentioned. But listen, we played well in the semi-final and they scraped through and everyone was writing them off. And like, I don't know why they were writing them off, because they've proven themselves time and time again as well, not only in Down but in Ulster. So listen, they showed today what they're all about. Like,
But you have to be happy with, you know, you ran them so close on the end, having given yourself a mountain to climb, and there's no consolation in that in terms of medals or anything like that, but certainly in terms of maybe going and coming back again and giving another crack next year.
Ah, well, that's kind of a character of this team. Like, we keep coming back. I think we proved it there after we lost two finals in a row, and we came back again, and we just keep coming back. And even there today, like, we were 7 points down before half time, and came back to a point. Like, and there's only 2 points in it there at the end again, so we only lost 2 points. We just keep coming and keep coming. Like, there's no doubt there's plenty of young players in there, and there's some seasoned players, but they'll be back again. Like, there's no doubt about that.
It hasn't been a bad season. You won a fourth Donegal Championship.
No, I suppose when the dust settles on it now, it'll be, you look back, you'll be happy. But when you get to the places like this, you obviously you want to win them. Like, but when we look back on it, only 4 in the club's history, so it was a great year overall. Like, an under 21's in the final next year too, and you played in an Ulster club final. So I suppose we look back on it maybe over Christmas and that, and we'll be happy enough maybe.